Uncertainty about the future of the economy caused stocks to fall again sharply on Wall Street today. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.5 percentage point last week to try to slow down the economy and get a handle on inflation. But that's leading investors to worry about a global slowdown in growth. Jill Schlesinger is here to put these markets in perspective. She's business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money, and I have missed her explaining things to me. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Robin. Welcome back.
Thanks. Well, the April jobs report out last week was strong. Wages are up 5.5% from a year ago. But inflation, you know, the cost of things, that's still high. Wages can't keep up. And the Federal Reserve is trying to address that with these interest rate increases, you know, raising the cost of borrowing money to slow things down. This was all planned. Shouldn't be surprising. So why are the markets so volatile?
I think that investors are really worried that for the first time in just about four decades, the Fed is raising interest rates after inflation has already increased substantially. And, you know, look, the fear is that the central bank will either not be able to get inflation down quickly enough to steady the economy, or that they go too fast and they trigger a recession. And think of it this way. You know, it's like the Fed is driving this speeding car and they're kind of tapping on the brakes to slow it down. Now, if they don't get it right, the car, our U.S. economy, could veer off the road and land in a recession ditch. And that's the great fear that underpins all of this volatility.
I hate when you're in the recession ditch.
Great
image. But how are things like the COVID lockdowns in China and the war in Ukraine making companies a little uncertain?
Yeah, I think that adds to the problems. I mean, when you think about just the Fed raising rates and chasing after inflation, and then you layer on top of it, so the Fed is trying to sort of deal with the demand side of the equation, but the supply chain and the shutdowns in China and perhaps in other parts of the world as COVID works its way through in this next iteration, that's the supply side. The Fed can't do anything about the supply side of the equation, and the war in Ukraine is exacerbating it. So, you know, again, the Fed is trying to really dampen down the demand, but gosh, if the supply is constrained, that's going to keep prices higher. Another part of the anxiety over the current situation.
Right. If you don't have a lot of things, then the price of them is raised and you have to pay more for them. But how else? I mean, you're watching the bond market. Investors often look to bonds as a buffer against volatile stocks. That's not happening. Start with, for the people saying, what is a bond? What is a bond? And why isn't this happening now?
Everybody has to go back to basics with bond boot camp, really, because the bond is basically a loan to an entity. That can be a government, a state, it could be a company, right? It could be a municipality. And it's established this loan for a period of time with a fixed interest rate. And essentially, borrowers are on the hook for those interest payments, usually every 6 months, and then they repay the obligation in full. But listen, the bonds that you are buying, the reason why you love them is that they have the stream of income. But unfortunately, if you think about it, if interest rates are rising amid inflation, inflation's eating at that current stream of income. And also, if someone can go out and buy a bond and get a higher rate of interest today than they did a year ago, the bond that you bought a year ago is worth less.
Yeah.
So that's why we say if interest rates rise, the price of your bonds go down. So we have facing as investors a double whammy. Stocks are down dramatically. Bonds are down dramatically. If you don't need your money within the next 12 months, take a deep breath. Keep that diversified portfolio. I promise we're going to get through this.
Jill Schlesinger, thank you.